Well, good morning. My name is Pastor Alec Wallace.
早上好，我叫 Alec Wallace.
Yes, not that last name that's on the board. I have been called a Wally, but yes, my name is Pastor Alec Wallace. And I'd like to thank Lausha for being my translator for today's message.
感谢这翻译，错了，请大家原谅。
This is her first time, so.
Yeah, 第一次是这样做。
So thank you for your help. Today's sermon is titled "Joy and Happiness."
今天的正道是喜乐与幸福。
And what I would like to do is ask this question, are happiness and joy the same? Why or why not?
我想先问一个问题，幸福和喜乐一样吗？为什么一样？又为什么不一样？
So I'd like us to spend 5 minutes talking to the people around you, answering this question. And I want to hear what you think about this question. What is your answer?
好，我们用5分钟的时间和你周围的谈论啊，到底幸福和喜乐一样吗？为什么一样，又为什么不一样？然后我想听到大家的结论。
So go for it.
开始啦，我们谈论。
Okay. Does anybody here think that happiness and joy are the same?
我们在座的有没有人认为喜乐和幸福是一样的？
Raise your hand if you think they're the same.
如果你们觉得是一样的，举手。
Raise your hand if you think they're different. Oh, many people.
对，不一样的，你认为不一样的，举手。
Okay. Well, today's sermon is on if they are the same or if they are different.
今天的讲道主要讲幸福与喜乐到底一样还是不一样。
If you have your Bibles, turn to Philippians chapter 4, verses 1 to 4.
那如果我们有这个圣经的话，我们翻到腓立比书第四章一至四节。
And I will read in English first.
我来用英语先读。
Therefore, my brothers and sisters, you whom I love and long for, my joy and crown, stand firm in the Lord in this way, dear friends. I plead with Euodia and I plead with Syntyche to be of the same mind in the Lord. Yes, and I ask you, my true companion, help these women since they have contended at my side in the cause of the gospel, along with Clement and the rest of my co-workers whose names are in the book of life. Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice.
所以我亲爱所想念的弟兄们，你们就是我的喜乐，我的冠冕，我亲爱的弟兄，你们应当靠主站立的稳。我劝友阿爹和寻都基要在主里同心，我也求你这真实同父一轭的帮助这两个女人，因为他们在福音上会与我一同劳苦。还有格利勉并其余和我一同做工的，他们的名字都在生命册上。你们要靠主常常喜乐。我再说，你们要喜乐。
So my first point is comparing the two, joy and happiness.
我的要讲的第一点就是喜乐和幸福。
And we will focus more importantly on what joy is.
就是今天大家看，就是大家看怎么看待这两个字 ，joy 和 happiness， 就是幸福和喜乐，到底是一样吗
？And we've already asked, are they the same？
我们刚才已经问过这个问题了，一样还是不一样
？In English, the word joy appears in the Bible 242 times.
在圣经里边，喜乐 joy 这个词出现了242次。
Rejoice appears 154 times.
欢乐 rejoice 这个词出现了154次。
But the word happy only appears 20 times.
Happy 幸福这个词出现了20次。
In Greek, we have the word chara, which is the awareness and delight in God's grace.
在这个有圣经里有 chara 这个词，那这个词的意思呢？我们这个上面打出来了，它的意思就是认识到上帝的恩典，并在恩典中欢乐。
While we use joy today as another word for happiness, the correct use of the word can only be found in the understanding of God's provision for us.
我尽管我们今天呢，常把 joy 喜乐这个词和 happy 幸福这个词当成同义词使用，但这一个词，也就是 joy 欢乐这个词，最准确的用法只能建立在全然理解上帝和他为我们预备的基础上。
Just like with blessing and happiness, there is confusion in whether to translate in English into either joy or happiness.
就像赐福和幸福这两个词一样，在译成英文的过程中也总存在着到底把它译成喜乐还是幸福这样的困惑。
In Proverbs 15:13, we have this verse, A glad heart makes a cheerful countenance, but by sorrow of heart, the spirit is broken.
在箴言15章13节讲，心中喜乐，面带笑容，心里忧愁，灵被损伤。这句经文，英语的译本各有不同。
But in English, we have different Bible translations.
英语这个翻译译本的这个各有不同，有很多不同的版本。
So the New Living Translation talks about a glad heart.
在这个新国际译本里，他也谈到这 glad heart 就是愉快的。
But the NIV translates it to a happy heart.
而在这个另外的一个版本里边，新生活版本里头却翻译成 happy heart, 幸福的心。
And the NASB says a joyful heart.
在美国标准译本里又翻译成 joyful, 也就是快乐的心。
That is why English is so difficult, because we use many words for the same thing.
这就是让我们觉得蛮困难的，因为有这么多不同的翻译方法。
There are times when joy and happiness don't go together.
有时候呢，喜乐和幸福这两个词，它们的意义又不同。
In James 1 verse 2, it says, Consider it pure joy whenever you face trials of many kinds.
在雅各书一章二节里边讲，每当你们落在百般试炼中时的都要把它当作最大的喜乐。
People are not usually happy when they face trials.
不过就是在即使是在困苦当中，人们依然能够感到喜乐。
But people can be joyful even in these difficult times.
但是就对刚才说过，就是哪怕是在北班的试炼中困苦中，人们也都能一直有喜乐的感觉。
I would like to share my grandfather's story.
我想和大家分享一下我爷爷的故事。
My granddad was always full of joy.
我爷爷一生都是很快乐的。
He would always be laughing and playing jokes on his children and grandchildren.
他总是和这个孩子们孙子孙女们一起开怀大笑。
Even after he had a stroke and lost most of his speech, he would still laugh and have fun with us.
哪怕是他在中风以后呢， 啊，那时候他已经几乎丧失了说话的能力，可是他仍旧和我们一起欢笑，享受快乐的时光。
One day, I was sitting next to him and we were watching TV. The program was one that he liked, but I didn't, so I started looking for the remote control.
有一天呢，我坐在他旁边和他一起看电视，电视里播出的是他喜欢的节目，不是我喜欢的。于是我就找那个遥控器，我找遥控器的时候，他在那不停地笑，然后呢他就把遥控器递给我，因为他把遥控器藏在他的椅子下面的。
He laughed and laughed as I was looking for it and then handed it to me as he had been hiding it down the side of his chair.
我把这段刚才已经说过，他笑呀笑呀，因为我找到处找遥控器，因为他藏起来了，然后他才递给我。
I know the source of his joy came from his relationship with Jesus.
我知道爷爷的那种喜乐来源于哪里，也来源于他和基督之间的关系。
Granddad would always pray and read his Bible every morning.
爷爷每天早上都会读祷告读经。
After his stroke, he got us to read the Bible and pray with him.
中风以后呢，爷爷就让我们给他读经，和我们一起祷告。
His prayer, despite his circumstances, was the same every time. Dear Lord, dear Lord, dear Lord, thank you, thank you, thank you. Amen, amen, amen.
不管在什么时候，他的祷告词啊，都是一样的。亲爱的主，亲爱的主，亲爱的主。感谢你，感谢你，感谢你，阿们，阿们，阿们。
Granddad was able to enjoy life even when his physical condition limited his happiness. A relationship with Jesus, the source of our joy, enables us to be joyful even when things are difficult.
即使是在爷爷身体状况不佳的时候。他的身体状况限制了他的幸福的情况下，爷爷依然能够享受生活。他们与我们与耶稣的关系也是我们喜乐的来源，让我们能够活得喜乐，即使是在困苦的环境中。
The Scottish Bible commentator William Barclay says this, Christian joy is independent of all things on earth because its source is the continual presence of Christ.
William Barclay, 曾经这样说，基督徒的喜乐与这尘世上所有的东西没有关系，因为这喜乐来源于基督永恒的存在。
My second point is Paul and joy.
第二点要讲的是保罗和喜乐。
Jesus mentions joy a few times in the Gospels, but the Apostle Paul throughout his letters constantly uses joy, especially in the book of Philippians.
腓立比书第一章二十五节说，耶稣在福音书里几次提到喜乐，而使徒保罗在他所有的信里总会用喜乐这个词，特别是在腓立比书中。
Philippians 1 verse 4 says, In all my prayers for all of you, I always pray with joy.
腓立比书一章四节这样说，每逢我为你们众人祈求的时候，我总是欢欢喜喜的祈求。
This is because joy comes from God.
是因为喜乐来源于神，来源于上帝。
As Philippians 1:25 says, I will continue with all of you for your progress and joy in the faith.
腓立比书一章二十五节是讲使你们在所信的道上有长进，有喜乐。
And our joy comes from God, as it says in Romans 15:13.
这个喜乐来源于神。罗马书15章13节。
May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit.
15章13节讲，愿赐人希望的上帝，因你们信赖他，就使你们满怀喜乐和安宁。这样，由于神圣力量发挥的强大作用，你们就充满希望。
So we see from this verse, we get our joy from God.
所以我们从神获得喜乐，也要把喜乐献给神。
Joy is also an outworking of the Christian life.
喜乐是我们基督徒生命中的外在显现。
Galatians 5:22 says, "The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness."
加拉太书五章二十二节讲，圣灵所结的果子就是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩赐、善良、善、信实。
When we remain in fellowship with God, such as through prayer and reading of Scripture, one of the results of this fellowship is joy.
当我们与神相交时，例如通过祷告和读经，这种相交的结果之一就是喜乐。
The Apostle Paul experienced joy with the people who were spreading the gospel.
这个福音的就是传福音会带给人们喜乐。
As Philippians 4 verse 1 says, "You whom I love and long for, my joy and crown."
腓立比书四章一节讲，所以我所亲爱、所想念的弟兄们，你们就是我的喜乐，我的冠冕。
In this sermon text, Paul notes those whom he rejoices in.
在这篇讲道中，讲到经文中，保罗记下了他所喜爱的人。
Paul realizes that joy comes from seeing people follow Jesus.
保罗意识到喜乐来自于看到人们跟随耶稣。
Just as a parent is proud of their children when they do well, so is Paul proud of followers of Jesus who he boasts about.
正好像父母为孩子的出色感到自豪一样，保罗也为他所夸耀的耶稣追随者感到自豪。
In 2 Corinthians 7 verse 14, Paul says this, "I had boasted to Titus about you, and you have not embarrassed me. But just as everything we said to you was true, so our boasting about you to Titus has proved to be true as well."
在格林多后书七章十四节讲，我若对提多夸奖了你们什么，也觉得没有惭愧，因我对提多夸奖你们的话成了真的，正如我对你们所说的话也都是真的。
Let me share with you another story.
我想和大家分享另一个故事。
This here is a picture of myself, my sister, and my brother-in-law.
我们看到这一张照片，就是里边有我的妹妹、我的侄子，还有我的妹夫，对吧？我自己。
And my nephew with some earmuffs on.
对，我的侄子戴着这个耳机。
We are at a rugby match, 新西兰橄榄球。
在 这是在新西兰橄榄球。
Yeah.
哇，橄榄球是他照的。
So, once I gave a speech at their wedding.
啊，在他们的婚礼上，我做了一个讲话。
And at the wedding, I was able to boast about her.
哎，在那个婚礼上，我呢就讲话想夸奖一下我妹妹。
I shared that my younger sister Tanya is one of the most generous people I know.
我和大家分享的是，我妹妹 Tanya 是我见到的最慷慨的一个人。
She came and visited me once and filled up her suitcase with clothes that she gave away when she returned home.
她来一次，她来看我们的时候，带了一大箱子的东西，衣服，她是要给送给我们的。
I knew that I couldn't take any credit for her Christ-like character, but I still had great joy acknowledging the woman that she had become.
虽然我没法表扬她那个基督样的那种性格，但是我还是很开心的介绍了她是怎么样的一个人。
It is therefore important for us to be able to boast in others.
是在我们生活中，我们为非常就是表扬别人是非常重要的。
Especially when we see them living lives in obedience to Jesus.
尤其是在这个这些跟随基督的人他们的行为。
My last point is about constant joy.
我最后要讲的一点是持续不断的喜乐。
While it is possible to be happy some of the time, we are always to have joy.
我们可以在某些时候幸福 happy, 而我们却可以一直的喜乐 joy.
Philippians 4 verse 4 says, Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice.
在腓立比书四章四节这样说。你们要靠主常常喜乐，我再说你们要喜乐。
Paul is giving a command to always rejoice.
保罗要求我们常常喜乐。
But why must we be commanded to rejoice when joy itself is a gift from God?
但是当喜乐本身是喜乐，当喜乐本身是上帝给予我们一份礼物的时候，我们何必要被人要求去喜乐呢？
It is a choice to be joyful.
喜乐是我们的选择。
If we come back to the Greek word chara, it says it is the awareness and delight in God's grace.
如果我们回到刚才刚开始讲的 care 这个词，那它 care 这个词的意思就是对上帝恩典的认识和喜悦。
We see that joy is involved in the awareness on our part of something we already have.
如果我们回顾这个 care 这个词刚才讲过了，就会看到快乐包含了我们对已拥有的东西的见识。
Psalm 51 verse 12 says, Restore to me the joy of your salvation.
诗篇51篇12节讲，求你使我仍得你救赎之乐。
When King David wrote this psalm, his sin had caused a breakdown in joy.
大卫王写这篇诗的时候，他的罪已招致了他喜乐的毁灭。
His salvation was not in jeopardy, but his guilt made it difficult to rejoice.
他的救赎或许没有受到危害，但他的罪让他很难再喜乐。
King David was therefore asking God to restore the gift of joy.
因此大卫王恳求上帝再次把喜乐这个礼物赐给他。
Let me explain it like this.
我再用下面一个例子来解释喜乐。
Joy is like having a pool at your house.
喜乐就像是你家里有一个游泳池。
And imagine at this pool you can have access to it at any time.
想象一下你家有一个游泳池，你想什么时候游泳都可以。
Now imagine the weather is incredibly hot, but the pool is nice and cool.
再想象，天气特别热的时候，而你家的游泳池又干净又凉爽。
Would you complain about the weather being so hot when you can easily cool off in your pool?
当你可以很容易在游泳池里凉爽一下的时候，你还会去抱怨炎热的天气吗？
Would you sit next to your pool thinking it would be so nice to go for a swim right now? No, you would get in the pool.
你会坐在游泳池边想着如果现在能去游泳一下多好，这样的想法吗？不会的，你会直接跳进游泳池去。
It is the same for us as Christians.
对基督徒来说也是这样。
For us, we can access joy just as easily as we could access a home pool.
就像是自己家里有个游泳池一样，我们也可以随时容易的获得喜乐。
It is a decision for us to rejoice, but joy is always there for us.
喜乐一直在那里，要不要喜乐，我们自己选择。
Sin can cause us to have, to not want to have joy because of guilt, as it did for King David.
可是罪可以让我们不想要喜乐，因为罪使我们有罪恶感。
So like King David, we must therefore ask for forgiveness so that we can then rejoice.
所以我们必须请求原谅，并重新获得喜乐。
So here is some application.
好，现在就是这样的获得喜乐这样的观点在我们现实生活中有什么意义？
Here are some things we can do to constantly rejoice.
下面有几点我们来说明我们是怎么样能获得喜乐的。
First of all, we can praise God for who He is.
第一点就是我们要赞颂上帝，因为在赞颂上帝过程中我们可以获得喜乐。
Joy fills up within us when we start praising God for His goodness to us.
当我们为上帝带给我们的好处而赞美上帝时，我们内心会充满喜乐。
The second thing is we can list things to be thankful for.
第二点，我们可以列举一些需要感谢的事。
For example, we can be thankful to God for the people He has put in our lives.
比如在我们生活中有很多人值得我们感谢上帝。
But God also blesses us with many things for us to live.
上帝也赐给我们了很多供我们生活下去的东西。
The third thing is to pray for joy.
第三点是为喜乐祷告。
Joy is a gift we can ask God for.
喜乐是我们可以求上帝给我们的一份礼物。
Especially when we don't feel happy.
特别是当我们不愉快的时候，我们求上帝给我们喜乐。
So these are three things you can do if you want more joy.
就是现在呢，我们再总结一下今天这个正道的重点。
So in conclusion, here are some takeaways. Here are some the summary of the sermon.
就是我们来总结一下今天的重点。
Joy is greater than happiness.
第一点是喜乐和幸福，喜乐比幸福更重要。
Joy is the awareness of what God has done for us.
喜乐是我们认识了上帝为我们做了什么。
Joy is a gift.
喜乐是一份来自上帝的礼物。
We must always rejoice.
我们必须一直喜乐。
And finally, we can have joy at any time.
最后，我们是可以时刻都有喜乐的。
So my hope and prayer for all of you for 2023 is that this can be a year of joy.
所以我祈祷求神让我们在座每一个人在2023年一直喜乐。
Let us pray.
让我们来祷告。
Lord, we do ask that you would fill us with joy. Lord, we ask that you would be with us in all things.
上帝求你给我们在2023年让我们喜乐，求你与我们常在。
Lord, we thank you for the gift of joy that you have made available.
求你给我们这一份礼物，就是喜乐的礼物。
May we choose to access it at any time.
也许我们也许我们呢，就是就希望我们有获取喜乐的渠道。
Lord, please be with us in all that we do.
天父，求你主啊，求你与我们同在。
We pray these things in the mighty and powerful name of Jesus Christ.
我们的祷告是奉神圣的主耶稣的名求。
Amen. Amen.